We are bringing on Mr. Ian Snedden for an Ask a Lawyer segment.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that there's a new title as the Regional Director of Family Disputes. So congratulations to you. That's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah. New title.
Yeah. So I've been appointed director. It's called FIDRIO is the short name, but Family Dispute Resolution Institute of Ontario.
Okay.
So it's involved in where I hope family law is going into mediation and arbitration.
Right. Okay. So if you guys have any burning legal questions, feel free to send them our way. We will keep you anonymous. 519-643-1039. You can send it through our messenger on Country 104 or, of course, through the text line or give us a call. This one says, I have a question for Ian. My ex, who is currently the father of my child, is not currently working. He has not been working for many, many months, and he is capable of working. He's got quite a bit of money when we sold our house that we owned together and I bought him out. He's just living off of that money for now, and his plan is to just eventually go homeless once he uses up the sum of money. Obviously, this is not going to be in the best interest of our child, who still has visits and time with him. Is there anything I can go or do about stopping this?
Yeah, so there is, and what the legislation permits, because you know, it's not the first time this sort of approach has been taken. Sometimes it's malicious. In this case, it could be laziness. Who knows?
Right.
But the court will impute income. So people ask me, well, what does impute mean? They're going to look at somebody's capability. So a common case would be where somebody's making a good income and then they say, well, I'm going to quit my job. So then you'll get nothing in child support. And the court says, no. We know you're capable of earning this amount of money and you're choosing to make less, but that can't be visited upon the child. So we're going to impute income. We're going to make a child support order as if you were working to your capability.
Right.
And then in this case, there is a source to get that income, which would be to go after the sale proceeds and get a court to freeze that money once the court order is made.
Now, I have a question on top of that. If someone, let's say, divorces and has a child custody battle going on and then one of them loses their residence and no longer has a residence, do they still get their, like, visited time?
Yes, because, but there has to be, it has to be in the best interest of the child, right? So there would have to be alternate accommodations or you'd have to adjust that visitation. But there's a... It doesn't say in the legislation there's a presumption, but there is really, it's presumed or assumed anyway, that it's in the best interest of a child to have a relationship with both parents, unless there's clear evidence why not.
Okay. Hopefully that was helpful this morning. This one says, my boyfriend is still paying support, yet has adult children. Youngest is 20. All of them are out of school, and he is hesitant to go back to court. Would mediation be an option?
Well, that's a good question because I am an accredited mediator. So,
lucky there.
Yes, it would be because court can be very expensive. I think the average cost of going to court, we're looking at tens and tens of thousands of dollars if it's contested and goes to trial. Mediation can usually get it resolved in a day. And so it's much less expensive. It is voluntary, though. So in mediation, you're not committed to something, whereas a judge will make an order about it.
Right.
But to the, I guess the question of whether it's a good one for mediation, it really depends if both parties want to make a deal.
Right.
In this case, the age of majority in Ontario is 18, which is important because in Nova Scotia it's 19, for example.
Okay.
But once the child turns 18, there's no child support payable unless they're in school or there's some other cause, like a disability.
Okay.
So in this case, 20 years old,
No plan to get in school,
then it probably should stop.
Okay. Well, we'll make it through one more this morning. This one says, do grandparents have visitation rights if both parents agree that they are not a healthy relationship for the children?
So a lot of deference is going to be given to the parents' views by a judge. But legislation changed only a matter of years ago. Grandparents weren't considered at all. They were a non-entity when it came to having parenting time or access to children, but they are legislated because there's a I guess there's a realization that having a relationship with grandparents is usually an important relationship to have.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, it all comes down to the best interest of the child.
Right.
So if it is truly not in the best interest of the child or children to have a relationship with the grandparents, then a court is likely to say, no, there shouldn't be, or the court would look at the cause. Why is it not in the best interest?
Right.
And make an order accordingly.
Okay. Ian, you're the man, as always.
Yep.